The poor complain, they always do, but that's just idle chatter. Our system brings rewards to all, at least to all who matter.
Because, meathead, there can only be one number one and one number two. And life made Jefferson number two long before I come along.
Welcome to our panel on birthright citizenship.
Take that baby to Mexico!
We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here.
Migration, immigration, representation, appropriation, lines of demarcation. A multicultural population lost in a maze of fear and anger, mis- and disinformation. I partake in speculation as to the future of this one nation and reflect back on the journey we have taken. I ponder my own participation in this racially charged situation as I look back. In 1960, when I was first counted, I was one of 180,300,000. Fast food was new. I was small. Kennedy was handsome. Segregation the law. Then came interstate suburbs, new kinds of dope, race riots, a moonwalk, and afternoon soaps. Beatles and Motown, harmony and hope. Stop the war! But Nixon said nope. In 1970, the census counted 200,400,000. The war was still raging. Boomers were aging. Sages were saging. I stopped praying. Then came disco loops and outrageous clothes. Have you heard of the Contras? You got any blow? In 1980, another 30 million, and the people retreated to the old superstitions. Moral majority as we all got uptight, flexed our muscles and moved to the right. While the music went country, we were dancing in lines to the poor and the homeless. Well, it's just not your time. 1990, almost a quarter of a billion. We mastered the art of social division. Tyson Chicken and Walmart, everything got cheaper. We filled our pockets and ignored the reaper. The planet is warming, the wildest of claims. But the president's from hope, and he feels my pain. In the year 2000, we turned the corner towards 300 million in a new world order. Then the Trade Center fell and we lost our heads, but nothing got accomplished. Our reputation was dead. The value of our homes went through the roof, then dropped like a rock because we all got duped. As the decade ended, we crashed in a ditch and Bush walked away without even a stitch. 2010, and the tension is mounting. Over 300 million, the census still counting. We're drowning in oil, still stuck in Iraq, but things could get better. We either cry or we laugh. Though I'm discouraged by war and revolted by greed, I'm still hopeful, and my radical heart still bleeds. So I offer this question as I bid you adieu. I choose love over hate. How about you?